I'm Carlos. Cynthia Hessen is here. And we have on the telephone Manuel Ramos, who is an author of numerous crime fiction novels and written at least four or five books, including The Ballad of Rocky Ruiz, which I believe was his first novel. Most recently, Mooney's Road to Hell. And Manuel, we've asked Manuel to join us this morning, Cynthia, because we want to talk a little bit about Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Good morning, Manuel. Thank you for taking time out. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good morning, Carlos and Cynthia. How are you guys doing?
We're great. It's nice to talk to you about this fantastic literary presence of the 20th century. 100 Years of Solitude was his one of his most famous books.
Yes, of course, right, yeah. You know, that book has sold more than 20 million copies worldwide. It's an amazing piece of literature. And I, you know, it's hard to overestimate the influence of Garcia Marquez on the literary world. For your jazz audience, it's like as if somebody like John Coltrane had passed away or Duke Ellington. You know, somebody who influenced everybody in the genre, in the craft of writing, even if you didn't write like Garcia Marquez. You know, that was the standard that you have to be measured against.
You know something, Manuel, that it's one of those books, not just the 100 Years of Solitude, there's something about something he would inject in his stories. You're dealing with passion and superstition and just but he also dealt with a lot of inequalities as well, and some people didn't find it the easiest reading for some reason, yet he had an amazing influence. It's incredible.
I think that's right. It's a little ironic about him. He was a very political man, and he didn't hide his political beliefs. And his stories are infused with, as you say, you know, the passion of the people. And that's one marvelous thing about his writing, is that he brought to life the everyday things that happen to people in his country and throughout Latin America. And yet he was able to do it in a way that tells a wonderful story, but also highlights the truths and the realities of some of the inequities that were going on and some of the brutalities of the dictatorships, those kinds of things. But you never felt like you were, you know, you were reading a political diatribe. You were reading a wonderful, beautiful story that was giving you lessons of life. And that's his influence, is that one of his major influences, is that he was able to really bring those kinds of emotions and relationships to life. And people recognized it. You know, they... I always think of him as the writer who wrote with a child's imagination. You know, the imagination of a child is one of the most wonderful things there is. And he was able to translate that into the written word. So when he told a story, you know, people called it magical realism because it combined fantastic things with reality. But really, I always thought that's the way a child looks at the world. Everything is real, even the fantastic things. And that's what he was able to do.
You know, I'm looking at some information published this morning, and apparently he wanted to write a novel from the time he was 18, but it took him a long while to figure out what voice he was going to use. And this hit him on a driving trip with his family to Acapulco. They turned the car around and actually had to sell the car so that he would have money while he was writing. His wife had to go beg for credit at the local shops, and the result was this fantastic novel, 100 Years of Solitude.
Yes, he often wrote about how it was really a struggle for him. You know, he was a newspaper person. He was a journalist, and then he was they were quite poor for a long time, and it took him years to write this book. But when it came out, it was an immediate success. It was overwhelming, and eventually, on the strength of that book, you know, he won the Nobel Prize for Literature. But still, he wrote wonderful books after that. You know, that was not the culmination of his writing career, that book or the Nobel Prize. He wrote masterpieces after that. And that story about him thinking of the beginning of that book while he's driving to Acapulco you know, I think writers around the world can relate to that. Those kinds of things will hit you when you're doing the most mundane things. And if you're a genius like him, you're able to translate that inspiration into, you know, a wonderful work of art.
Manuel Ramos is on the phone with us. We're talking about Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Most recently, Love in the Time of Cholera, which became a motion picture, really once again brought to light the works of Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
That's right, yeah. And that was one of the books, you know, that he wrote after he had, you know, he'd already been honored with the Nobel Prize.
Right.
You know, that one was turned into a movie. I think some of his other books have been turned into a movie. But I read somewhere that he was reluctant to have 100 Years of Solitude turned into a movie because he wanted the reader's imagination to form the story, you know, that the reader would create Macondo and that wonderful world that he, you know, he had brought to the readers. He wanted that to stay with the readers. So I think eventually they'll probably make a movie out of that book too, but I guess he was reluctant to do that while he was alive.
He's been in declining health, or had been in declining health for a couple of years, and was admitted to the hospital this month, and then he died of pneumonia this morning.
Yesterday morning.
You know, Cynthia Manuel, and I'm quoting now, he always considered himself a journalist, and quote unquote, I'm a journalist. I've always been a journalist. My books couldn't have been written if I weren't a journalist, because all the material was taken from reality. It's, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, to him, that's, and of course, that ties back into the whole theme of really writing about and exposing what people have to do to survive, you know, the violence, the inequities, and not just in his native land in Colombia, but also later in Mexico.
Yes, right. He lived, I think, most of his life in Mexico City after he had left Colombia. But, you know, he was a world writer. He wasn't just you know, a regional writer. I mean, his influence is worldwide. He spent some time in Paris. He spent some time, you know, in other places writing. But he always returned to the common folk, you know, the people of his land, and was telling their stories. And I think you mentioned, Carlos, that his influence came from being a journalist. That's exactly right. If you read the books and the stories and pay attention to the way he did it, it's very matter of fact. It is like a newspaper story, but they're so beautiful stories that you get wrapped into them and you end up believing it. And that's the whole idea, that combining the fantastic with the real, and the way he writes it, they're not complicated books in terms of the style. They are complicated in terms of the stories and the ideas and the human emotions, but you can read the books and you do see the journalistic nature of his format.
I don't think we mentioned he won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1982 and was the first Colombian to receive the new Nobel Prize. He said that he thought probably that the Nobel Prize Commission was looking at all the literature in his area of the world and decided to present the award to him, dead at 87.
Manuel, thanks for joining us this morning. Manuel Ramos, who's a noted author here in our community, we appreciate it very much.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Anytime.